the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring a celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi because they feel it's a friendly, good-natured show that offers you relaxation and enjoyment. And they'd like to mention the fact that their product, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, offers you relaxation and enjoyment, too. It's pleasant to chew on a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint, whether you're working, shopping, listening to your radio, or doing just about anything. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good, it's refreshing, and the good, easy chewing gives you comfort and satisfaction. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum brings you Luigi, as he writes another letter describing his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia. Like I'm always writing to you, this wonderful country, America, is treating you, son Luigi, very good. And soon I'm going to be making my first million. Then I'm going to call myself Luigi J.P. Basco. In America, this J.P. stands for jackpot. Yeah, it means you got everything. Of course, to my countryman, Pasquale, J.P. is standing for only one thing, justice of the peace. But don't worry, I'm not going to marry Russia and...
Hello, Basco.
Oh, hello, Mr. Postman. Come in. You're just in time to have something to eat with
you. No, thanks. I just had some juice and eggs with Astro the Fruit Man, and I had some sandwiches and coffee with the Pellegrinos, and then I...
Oh, please. Just a little bite for friendship. Some grits and a chicken, or a little lasagna.
Nah. That's the way this neighborhood feeds me. My mailbag keeps getting lighter as I go along, but my stomach gets heavy. Anyway, here's your letter.
Oh, thanks. Here is a flam of my mama. Wait, I'll open up and you hear what she writes.
Fine, and I will have some grapes.
Sure. I'm thinking you're going to try some chicken, too. Here's what she says. Listen. I'm very happy, dear Luigi, to read how you love your wonderful country, America, and how you're becoming rich. The whole family is a wish they was in America to help you pick up some of the gold that's on the streets. My son, we all thank you for the presents you send us. That egg slicer you send me is very nice, but I don't think it's going to be too good. Every time you try to slice up the egg, it's a break open and everything is a spill out. Uncle Pietro says thank you for the suspenders. Luigi, you should see him snap at them. He makes more noise than the richest man in Italy. And Aunt Margarita thanks you for the party shoes. But, Luigi, I'm surprised on you. If you're so rich, how come you send Aunt Margarita shoes with a bigger hole in the front? Well, don't worry, my son. Everything comes to you, sir, like we say. Aunt Margarita is saving the shoes to wear when her bigger toes are going to hurt her. Now, my son, I'm going to ask you a big favor. As long as you got so much money, please send me $40, which I'm going to need very much. Don't ask why, just to send. I'm going to bless you, Luigi. Goodbye. Keep a healthy mama.
You look pale, Luigi. Something wrong?
Plenty. My mama needs a $40, and the millionaire ain't got it. I'm going to go to my night school asking my friends to tell me what to do.
Well, don't worry. Maybe you can dig it up.
Impossible. You can dig up something you never buried.
Luigi, you got yourself in a bad spot, all right.
Sure, but why did you ever tell your mother you were a millionaire?
I'm one she should be proud of me. In America, everybody expects you should be rich. Friends, what I should do, huh?
Luigi, I got it. Into my head, an idea just pooped.
Yeah, but what I'm going to tell her, Schulze?
You say you were a millionaire, but you just paid it your income tax, and now you're broke again.
Schulze, this is no time to be joking.
Luigi, I just can't understand how you ever came to write your mother such untruthful stories.
Olson, this I can understand. She's an old lady, and Luigi wanted her to feel her son was really getting to be a big shot in America.
It's all right to tell her he's a big shot, but Luigi, why did you have to become the atom bomb? Now, you write your mother today and tell her the whole thing was just a little fun-making. You ain't...
No, no, I'm not going to break her heart.
Quiet, gentlemen, here comes the teacher.
Good evening, class.
Good evening, Miss Bowen.
Good evening.
My, don't we all look serious tonight? Well, I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Howard?
Here.
Mr. Olson?
Here.
Mr. Schultz?
I wish I was dead.
What? Now, what brought that on, Mr. Schultz?
Luigi. He's in a tight spot, and only one thing can help him out.
And what's that?
$1,000,000.
What?
It's a long story, Miss Baldy. Luigi wrote his mama he's a millionaire. So she wrote him she wants $40 on account. And she needs a dog.
Oh.
Miss Spalding, I wish you were standing, Mr. Basco. Honestly, it's the best policy, by yiminy. There were many times in my life when I was tempted to stretch the truth so that I could make some material gains, but I always said, Olson, play the game fair. Olson, use your character. Olson, maintain your integrity.
Olson, shut up! Just listen to him. Sweden's substitute for the sleeping pill.
What's the use to argue? The fact is, Luigi needs $40. I can maybe scare up 10.
Oh, well, I could scare up another 10.
I couldn't even frighten a half a dollar.
Mr. Basco, I wish I could help, but I
don't... No, friends, I'm not going to lend the money when I'm going to see how I'm going to pay back.
Luigi, be sensible. This is no time for false pride.
Yes, after all, your mother writes she needs the money badly.
Miss Father, you think maybe she's sick?
Of course not.
Maybe they just a new dress or a coat.
Dress or a coat, or maybe she's a cold and a freezing.
Don't be ridiculous. It's nothing like that. Maybe she just wants a little extra food.
But she must have been starving.
Him and Luigi, she just asked you to send her $40. Not a Red Cross unit.
I'm sure you've got everything over-exaggerated, Mr. Basco. Now, don't worry. It may be for some repairs around the house, like painting the house or adding some steps to the porch or putting on a new roof.
Oh, it couldn't be that, Miss Spalding.
Why not?
My mama does all those things herself.
Luigi, if she does all that, then I know what she wants the $40 for.
For what, the shoes?
For a new bed so she can lay down for a shave.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello. What brings you to my spaghetti palace today, eh?
Pasquale, you my friend, huh?
Sure, little banana nose.
You my friend and my countryman, huh?
That's right, the paisan.
Then lend me $40.
All of a sudden, the paisan is a poison.
I'm a thought you wouldn't do it.
Of course I would. Why you say that to Luigi? You know, as far as you're concerned, I'm like a leaky faucet where money is always a drip out.
Oh, thank you, Pasquale. You're the biggest drip I know.
That's a funny thing. When I say it, it's a come out of different. Anyway, Luigi, in this case, blood is a thicker than water.
Blood? What do you mean?
Forget it. The important thing is you got your $40.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Pascal. You're so wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
Think nothing about it, Luigi. Now I'm going to do you a little favor. Maybe you're going to do me a little favor.
Sure, Pascal. What the favor you want, I'm sure to do for you.
Marry my daughter, Rosa, just the once.
Please, Pasquale, I'm going to need the money badly, but don't ask
so
me.
So that's to... how much your mama means it to you, eh?
Pasquale, I'm going to do anything except for Mary Rosa.
Luigi, outside of Mary Rosa, there ain't anything.
But I'm going to promise you, if you lend me the money, I'm going to pay you back whatever interest that you want.
The only interest I want is the 6 grandchildren. Well, what do you say? I offer you the 40. This offer is open only for the next 10 seconds. And between 5 and 10, I'm an oak can account.
Wait. I just remembered in my antique shop, in my little iron box. Had they got a ring my mom used to give me before I'm coming to America. He's got a little diamond in it. I'm good upon it.
Don't you remember you hocked that ring 2 years ago? Ooh, what a mind.
Oh, yeah,
Hey, but I'm got the phone ticket. Yeah, and I'm a kind of body on that.
Wait a minute. You're wasting your time. All the roads lead to Pasquale, and in the middle is the detour, always at the Rosa.
Pasquale, that's no detour. That's a roadblock. Now, let me see. Here, I got all of my papers. Huh? Who has the pawn ticket?
You forgot, huh? I own the pawn ticket, too.
What am I going to do? Hey, what's this? The United States Treasury bond for $50.
What?
Mamma mia, I forgot all about it. 3 years ago, when I'm first to come off of the boat, I'm going to show my appreciation. I'm bought this bond. Yeah, now I'm going to get to the $40. Pasquale, I'm done to you now. I'm going to cash you the bond and I get the money and then I...
What's the matter?
How am I going to cash in this bond now when there's 70 years or more to go? I'm a traitor to the country.
Hey.
America needs my money, and I'm taking it away from her.
That's what I say, Luigi. You couldn't do such a thing. Besides, you got a United States Treasury war bond.
So what?
So you can't cash in unless somebody's to declare war on the United States Treasury. If you cash in now, you starting to run on the Treasury, you're doing a terrible thing. You knock in a Fort Knox.
What?
That's all right. Just imagine what's happened. Soon the word gets around that Bosco's a cash in his bond, the whole neighborhood starts to cash it in. Soon the armies will run out of money, starts to cut down expenses. They try to buy battleships wholesale. That can't be good. The stuff is defective. They begin shooting the guns, and what's happened? No bullets come out.
That's a terrible.
It's a worse than a terrible. It's a catastrophe. And why is all this happening?
Why, Pasquale?
Because of Luigi Bosco is a cash in as a war bond.
Mamma, mamma mia.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, we'd like to mention that Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is just about the perfect taste treat to enjoy between your meals. There are lots of times when you get a hankering for something tasty to chew on, yet you don't want anything rich or filling. Well, a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum really does the trick. The delicious spearmint flavor satisfies your taste without spoiling your appetite. And the smooth, pleasant chewing gives you extra satisfaction. So for taste enjoyment plus chewing enjoyment, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. It's the favorite between-meal taste treat of millions. We know you'll enjoy it, too. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, mamma mia, I got you a letter for $40, and I hope it's nothing very bad you need it for. But if you need it, you're going to get it. It's going to take a few days, maybe, because the rich people in this country, all their money is tied up with frozen assets. That's what they call a cold cash. But anyway...
Luigi, my fellow boob.
Oh, hello, Schultz.
Uh-huh. From that tone of voice, I knew nothing good has happened.
Hello, Schultz. Can I get the money? If I'm a cashier in the United States bond, I'm a bought when I'm first to come over here.
But what is stopping you?
Schultz, how you can say such a thing? You want I'm sure to do that to my country?
No, wait a minute. Who am I talking to? Luigi Basco or Benedict Arnold?
Governor Pasquale agree with me. He says if I'm a cashier in a bond, I'm a declare war on American battleships. As soon the whole country is going to be defective because you're going to buy Fort Knox wholesale.
Himmler, are you for Schimmel? Luigi, it's not for me to tell you what to do. You've got to make it up your own mind. Like we say in the delicatessen business, every salami has got to stand up for itself. But don't ask me. Ask anybody else. Sure, keep the bond, but if you need the money badly, like an emergency for your mother...
Yeah, but Sure, say, you think American people is not going to be angry with me if I cash in on my bond?
Who knows? In the next election, we can take a vote on it and find out.
No, I'm a counterweighter. I know. I'm going to go out in the street and ask all the people what they think. I'm going to get everybody's opinion.
Sure, Luigi, that's a good idea. And don't worry about it. Everything is going to come out all right. Come on, Luigi, cheer up. Be like me, always happy, always laughing. My rheumatism is killing me.
Excuse me, Mr. Policeman.
Yes?
I'd like to ask you something. Would you cash in the bond?
What?
Would you cash in the bond?
I'm sorry, Mr. I ain't got the cash on me. Try the bank.
Mr. Policeman, I mean, if you was to have a bond and you was in need of the money, would you cash it in?
Oh, you're taking a poll.
What are you talking about? I'm a taking nobody's a poll. I'm a never stealing nothing in my life.
Hey, wait!
No, goodbye. Hello, excuse me, lady. I want to ask you a question.
Well, I like that.
I'm glad you like it.
What?
Lady, if you was in need of the money...
My goodness, just like that.
But the money is not for me, it's for my mom.
A likely story.
Lady, you like everything I'm going to say, but you don't give me a chance to say it.
Well, here. Huh? Such goings on.
Mamma mia, strange country. Just for asking a question, ladies will give me 10 cents. Yeah, people, they're funny. I'm asking plenty of questions about a cashing in the bonds. Everybody thinks I'm a crazy. Oh, it is nice and quiet here in the park. But there's a man sitting over by the tree on that bench. And he must be very rich because he's not working in the daytime. Yeah, I think I'm going to ask him. Excuse me, mister.
Huh?
You mind if I'm sit down by you on a bench?
Why not? It's a free country. Say, would you hand me that cigarette butt on the ground, please?
Cigarette on the ground?
Yeah.
Oh, you was dropped it, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying the taste test. I want to see if it's any better after it lays on the ground for a while.
Mr. Please, I'm going to like to bother nobody, but I'm going to ask a question.
Yeah?
You was ever have a bond?
Sure, plenty. All my life I've been sprung on bail bond.
Sprung a bail? Well, I'm going to get a U.S. bond. See? Yeah. I'm so ashamed I'm going to cash it in. What am I going to do, huh?
Ben, this is a democracy. You can do like you please, cash it or not. But I don't blame you for being ashamed.
See, that's just what I thought.
I'll tell you what I'll do for you. Is it signed?
Signed, sure, I'm signed just like a check. I sign on the back.
Yeah. Well, just so you won't be embarrassed, you sit right here.
Right.
I'll take it over to the bank for you and bring back the money.
Oh, Mr. You're wonderful person. Thank you. Now I'm going to be able to send my mom the money she needs.
Sure, I'll have the dough for your mother?
Yeah.
No. I can't do it. You're too trusting.
What's the matter, mister?
Ben, you wouldn't believe it, but I once had a mother. I did. Mother, wherever you are, I'm doing this for you. Here, Ben, take your bond back.
But why?
take it to the bank yourself. I'm too ashamed.
And I'm no have to be afraid?
No. Not if it belongs to you. Goodbye, friend. And when you hand your mother the money, give her regards from Benny the Bum.
Sure, I'm glad to do that.
Goodbye, friend.
Goodbye, Mr. Bum.
Just take a seat, Mr. Basco. I'll be with you in a moment.
That's all right, Mr. Bank Manager. I'm going to get plenty of time. Mama, I'm feeling so ashamed to cash this bank. If my mom is in need so bad, I'm never do it.
Well, I'm ready now, Mr. Basco. Oh, by the way, Judge Boss, this is Mr. Basco, one of the leading businessmen in the neighborhood. He's only been in America a few years, but I always point him out as a leading example of good citizenship. This country could always use men of the caliber of Mr. Basco. Now, Mr. Basco, what did you want to see me about?
Maybe you can let me have a free calendar. Treasury Department. This is the place. If nobody's know me, it's going to be easier to cash my bond. I'm going to do it. Excuse me, Miss Treasury Lady.
Yes?
Where am I going to?
To what?
To... Please, I'm not doing this because I'm a one.
Doing what?
Cash in my bond.
Well, why didn't you say you wanted to cash in a bond?
No, please, not so loud. The treasurer isn't going to hear you.
You'll take your bond over to window number 7.
Thank you. I'm going to like this. She's giving me not a nice look.
Yes, sir.
Please, Mr. Treasurer.
I'm not the treasurer.
Oh, you're his son. The papa's out to lunch, huh?
I'm just the bond clerk. What did you want, sir?
Guess.
Did you want to buy a bond?
No, but I wish I could.
Well, then, what is it?
Please, guess again.
You're kidding.
I'm not.
Please, sir, I'm busy.
All right, I'm going to give you a hint. I'm going to cash in something.
You want to cash in a bond?
Good for you. You're very smart. How much would I give you a projector or something like an radio program?
All right. Let's have the bond.
Please, I'm ashamed. Maybe you just reach out and take it from my pocket, huh? This way I'm going to say I'm going to give it to you, but you took it yourself.
Mister, if you want to cash in your bond, you'll have to hand it over.
Then what are you going to do with it?
We send it to Washington.
With my name?
Yes.
Mamma mia, they're going to send me back to Italy.
Look, mister, I haven't got all day.
All right. Close your eyes. I'm going to put on the counter, and when you open them up, is it going to be there? Mama is for you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, this bond is 3 years old.
Oh, is it second hand, huh? All right, I'm going to take $2 or less.
I just meant, sir, if you cash this bond now, you'll be losing a lot of interest.
Oh, no, I'm never going to lose interest in America.
I meant the full interest. However, you do get part interest on your money. Here you are, sir. $40.
$40? But I'm only paid $37.50 for this, sir.
That's right, but with 3 years' interest, it comes to $40.
No, I'm not going to charge America for my money. I'm going to take it back at $37.50. Go back.
Hey, come back here. Come back.
Everything I said you shouldn't have did, you did.
Squally, I'm a head to it. It was from my mom.
The government don't care. And then you insult the Treasury Department by turning down the $2.50. Luigi, for insulting the T-man, the government is going to make you one step worse. You what they call a U-man.
U-man? Pasquale, what's this?
You ever see the picture on the sign outside the post office? Uncle Sam wants a U? It means a U, the man they want.
No, Pasquale, it can't be.
It is a B. Especially for people who take advantage of citizenship without a citizenship of papers. Now, if you was 100% American, which could have happened by a marriage to a certain apartment...
Oh, no, no.
Oh,
no,
yes. No. I'm going to call her in, and you tell her the good news yourself before it's too late. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You called me Rosa!
Yes, Rosa. Say hello to a certain party who's applying for American ship.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Rosa, my darling, Luigi is now willing to become a part of the family.
Oh, goody. What part?
Oh, shut up your face.
Mr. Bass.
Mamma mia, the treasury man.
Don't get excited, my son. I'm going to handle him. Now, Mr. T-Man, if you would have kindly come outside with me.
Mr. Bass, the boss made me come down here and give you this $2.50 that's due. You know, please, take it.
Luigi, don't touch it. It's a mark to money.
Don't be silly. I couldn't do a thing like that. I work for the government.
That's right. You work for the United States government.
And this money is yours.
And I'm nothing and no trouble with you. I mean, you and my government.
Of course not.
All right, I take it. Thank you.
Well, forget the $2.50, Luigi. We got a more important thing, like Rosa.
Oh, Pascal, you better not talk to me. You yourself said so.
What do you mean?
You said I'm a human.
Well, what's a human got to do with a Rosa?
Plenty, I'm a human, his man, everything except the her man. Goodbye, Pop.
Say, Luigi, I meant to ask you a long time ago. Whatever happened with that U.S. bond?
Well, I heard of it. Someone I like to talk about. I'm cashed it in. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, but 3 weeks ago, I'm sent to my mom with the money.
What did she want it for?
I'm going to know, but it must have been very important.
Mm. Hi, Fasco, a letter for you.
From Italy. Wait, Horowitz, I'm reading for you.
Good.
Yes, from my mom. Dear son Luigi, thanks for the money which you sent to me like I'm asked. I would not ask unless I know you're rich and I can afford to send it. But I know you're going to be very happy with what I'm doing with the money. Always you're right how wonderful is America to you, so I'm sure how much I appreciate. And I'm going to take $37.50 from the $40 and I bought $50 United States war bond. Mamma mia. You're loving a Mamma Vasco from Italy.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi, and they'd like to suggest that you include a few packages of Wrigley's Spearmint next time you do your family shopping. It's good to have Wrigley's Spearmint Gum in your home for your family and friends, because just about everybody likes to chew a stick from time to time. Folks like that refreshing, lively, real spearmint flavor, and the pleasant chewing gives them extra enjoyment. Besides, chewing aids digestion and helps keep the teeth clean and bright. So when you go to the store and you've bought the other things you need, add a few packages of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. The folks at your house will really enjoy it. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is directed by Mac Benoff. The script is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco, with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olson. The music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. This is Charles Lyon. This is the CBS Radio Network.